now I've tried really hard to stay in shape. Like, remember when I was training for that triathlon and I was doing triathlons? Remember that? And then remember when you and I lived together and I got a bicycle? I got an indoor and outdoor bike. And if it was raining, I'd bike indoors. If it was nice, I went for like 10 to 15 mile bike rides. Remember that? And then we left Long Island. I came home and I immediately joined a gym that I was doing boxing class 4 days a week and then spinning the other 3 days a week. Remember that?
Right.
So since we've been in lockdown and the gyms have been closed, I am, you know, one of those people, one of those Americans who's eating a little more, exercising a little less. It's the summer. I'm not going out as much. You know, I'm aware in my head that I put on a little weight, but I've never really had like weight on my body. So I wake up this morning and I'm really bloated and uncomfortable. And I'm like, there's something wrong with me. Like, my stomach hurt, you know, it was just like puffy in places I never had puffy before. So what do? I call my doctor.
Oh,
I have
no.
I have to see you. I've got to see you immediately.
Oh, my God.
There's something wrong.
You have a stomach ache.
I had like a stomach ache, but a bloating, and I didn't know what was wrong with me. I thought, oh my God, like I have God knows what. Like, I was just thinking the worst. I was walking the whole way over there thinking of, like, you know, how I'm going to tell my parents when I get the bad news. So I go over there. I tell him all my symptoms. He's asking me lots of questions about like what I've been eating and when the last time I worked out was. And he puts me on a scale. He takes all my vitals. I mean, everything. Gives me a full workup. He says, sit down. I said, yeah. He goes, I don't know how to say this other than to tell you. And now I'm like, oh my God, what do I have?
He's stomach cancer.
He said, you're fat.
No, he did not.
He said, that's fat. He's like,
no.
I know usually you're used to being in good shape. Like the last time I was there, he actually said to me, you're too skinny. You need to gain a little weight. Like, I was too thin for my age, he said.
Right.
So this time I sat down. He goes, I'm diagnosing you as being fat. That on your stomach is fat. You're bloated because you're eating like crap. That's what you're experiencing is what most of America experiences on a daily basis. It's just new for you.
That's called Oreos. That's
right. So he was like, here's what I'm going to prescribe. And he wrote down like less calories, more exercise. So my parents called me because they knew I was going to the doctor. They were like, what'd he say? What happened? What happened? I said, I hope you two are sitting. I'm fat. And it's official. My doctor diagnosed me.
That's a big ego boost.
Yeah. So my boyfriend was in the neighborhood. So he's like, hey, you done with the doctor? I'm like, uh-huh. He's like, you want to meet up? I was like, I guess. So I go and meet up with him. He's like, what'd he tell you? I said, I'm too embarrassed to tell you. I was diagnosed as fat.
And he said, I knew that. I have eyes.
He's like, well, I guess the divot in the bed didn't tip you off. I guess the fact that our bed now tips in your direction didn't tip you off.
But yes, I'm quite aware. I just didn't want to say anything.
So the fact that none of your clothes fit you and you could barely fit through the door, that didn't, no, nothing there, no?
I wonder if you can pay your girlfriend's doctor just to tell her she's fat.
You think that's what happened?
I think Joe has him on speed dial. He's like, hey, dude, hook a brother up. You know, just tell her she's fat. I can't tell her because if I tell her.
Right, exactly. And I can't take another minute. Like, seeing her waddle around the house all day long.
I can't do it anymore. And she asks me all the time, how do I look in the jeans? And I say, fine. So if you could just do me a solid and tell her that she needs to drop at least 20 pounds, I would hook you up. Whatever you want. I'll walk your dog for a year.
You think my boyfriend was the one who was in on this?
Yes, I think he set it up.
Huh.
Riddle me this. He wasn't worried at all, was he?
No, and he was waiting outside for when I was done. Like, so what'd he say? What'd he say? That's almost like when you tell somebody to say something for and you just want to hear the results. Like, how'd it go? What'd he say? As if he didn't know.
Yeah, so he knew, and he wasn't scared at all. So he didn't think it was, I thought it could have been stomach cancer or something, you know, pregnancy, anything.
Right. Yeah. Maybe. I mean, there was a side of me that I was like, is he going to tell me I'm pregnant?
Right. So Joe knew that you weren't pregnant and you didn't have stomach cancer and you don't have worms. He knew exactly what it was.
Yeah.
Because he called the guy. And he worked out a deal.